Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Meta Malik's The Devil Emails at Midnight. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever gotten a late-night email that just fell off?
Oh, absolutely. That sinking feeling in your stomach. Malik's book is all about those moments when you know something's wrong but you can't prove it. It's a guide to recognizing the subtle, sophisticated ways people undermine each other at work.
Right. And she's not talking about cartoon villains. It's the colleague who smiles at you while drafting an email that will bury you. Or the boss who takes credit for your ideas in a meeting, then asks you to stay late to fix their mistakes.
Exactly.
Malik calls this death by a thousand cuts. It's small, covert aggression that accumulates over time, eroding your confidence and reputation. And it happens all the time, especially to people who are different in some way.
She has this concept of the invisible target. People from marginalized groups are often targeted in ways that are hard to prove. You can't point to one email and say, this is racist, but you can feel it.
Yeah.
And she names that phenomenon gaslighting by process. It's when someone uses company rules as a weapon, like a manager saying, I'm just following policy, when really they're punishing you unfairly. Or a colleague saying, I'm just giving feedback, but it's a personal attack.
That part really got me. The devil hides behind professionalism. They're always just doing their job while destroying yours. And the book is full of these recognizable characters: the credit thief, the meeting hijacker, and the polite saboteur.
Right.
But Malik doesn't just describe the problem. She gives us a framework for survival. She calls it building your armor. The first piece is awareness. You have to learn to recognize the patterns before they destroy you.
So noticing who gets invited to meetings, who gets the high visibility projects, who gets praised publicly, and trusting your gut when something feels off, even if you can't articulate why.
Exactly. The second piece is documentation. Create a paper trail of your contributions and interactions. Save the emails, keep notes, record dates. When the devil strikes, they'll have a story. You need your own story backed by evidence.
And the third piece is relationships. You can't survive alone. You need allies who will speak up for you when you're not in the room. Mentors who warn you about traps. Sponsors who open doors. And you have to invest in those relationships before you need them.
Right.
But the book is also a call to action for leaders. Malik argues that most workplace toxicity is enabled by leaders who look the other way. They tell themselves conflict is normal, or that the devil is just a high performer. She calls that a cop-out.
Yeah, leaders have to create cultures where sabotage isn't tolerated. That means calling out bad behavior, rewarding collaboration over competition, and sometimes firing the toxic superstar, even if it hurts the bottom line short term.
One of the most striking sections is about performance politics. Malik says many people believe hard work alone will get them recognized. That's a dangerous myth. Perception often matters more than performance.
The devil gets that. They spend as much energy managing how they're perceived as they do delivering results. They make sure their wins are visible and their failures are hidden. Malik says you need to adopt the same mindset, but without the malice.
Right.
Make your work visible. Celebrate your wins. Build a reputation stronger than the whispers of your enemies. It's not arrogance, it's survival.
She also talks about the emotional toll. The sleepless nights, the anxiety, the self-doubt. Many people who are pushed out aren't incompetent. They're just worn down. They lose the will to fight.
And she redefines resilience. It's not about enduring endless suffering. It's about setting boundaries, knowing when to fight and when to walk away, understanding that your worth isn't determined by your job title.
The devil wants you to believe you have no options. Resilience is remembering that you do. And sometimes the best option is to leave, but on your terms. Build your resume, strengthen your network, find your next opportunity, then walk out with your head held high.
She also warns against revenge. It's a distraction. The best revenge is success, building a life and career that doesn't include them. Don't play their game.
The metaphor of midnight is powerful. It's those moments when you're alone with your thoughts and the devil strikes. But it's also when you can reclaim your narrative. You choose how to respond.
The one thing I'm taking away is that the workplace is a political ecosystem, not a meritocracy. But you can navigate it without losing your soul. Be strategic, not cynical. Protect yourself without becoming the devil.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So next time that late night email pops up, remember, you've seen this before. You have the tools. You have the armor. The devil emails at midnight, but the sun always rises. We'll see you in the next one.